BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
On Last Word this week, the maths genius Simon Norton. Now, Simon Norton has been described as a mathematical genius. Based at Cambridge University, he worked in the rarefied world of mathematical theory, and his complex findings helped to increase understanding of the universe. Simon was born in London. When he was 3 years old, his mother arranged for him to take an IQ test, and he scored 178. We spoke to Marcus de Sautoy, Professor for the Public Understanding of Science at Oxford University, and to Alexander Masters, who rented a room in Simon Norton's house and wrote a book about him called The Genius in My Basement.
He is a very distinctive character. I mean, he had wild hair and grubby clothes, and his shoes are often a bit Well, sometimes they flapped and sometimes his trousers were a bit torn. He was an eccentric-looking character, but what immediately struck you about him was a kind of innocence, a kind of gentle innocence. You felt instantly you could trust whatever this man did.
I arrived in Cambridge, tried to find him in the common room, and I couldn't see anyone who seemed to be an esteemed-looking professor. And I asked a student, and he pointed to this rather disheveled-looking man with plastic bags in the corner. And I was a bit nervous, but as soon as I started talking mathematics with him, you know, we were both speaking the same language.
And as you got to know him better, presumably you found out the story of his life, which was that he was something of a mathematical prodigy as a young boy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was more than something. He was the mathematical prodigy. He showed me, for example, a little folder that included all his answers for the Mathematics Olympiad. That's the big mathematical competition, international competition. He'd taken 3 years running. He got 100% 1 year, 99% the next year. And he showed me the answers. And I have a little bit of a mathematical training, not much, but I was enough to immediately knock me back and think, this is of a completely different league to the sort of mathematics I've seen anyone do before.
And am I right in thinking that he took his first degree when he was still a schoolboy?
Yes, he did. He was at Eton. He won an enormous scholarship to Eton just on the basis of his mathematics. And when he applied to Eton, they didn't mark his paper. They just gave two exclamation marks. When he was about 16, he took a degree at London and came first.
Simon then moved to Cambridge, where he teamed up with a brilliant mathematician called John Conway to work on a project compiling something known as the Atlas of Finite Simple Groups.
There's a mathematician called Évariste Galois who discovered the language to understand symmetry, and his work revealed that symmetry can be broken down into kind of atomic symmetries that build everything else, a bit like the periodic table for the molecules that make up the universe. So the Atlas of Finite Simple Groups is our periodic table of symmetry. Now, many of those symmetries fit into patterns, but then we started to discover kind of exceptional things which didn't seem to fit into any pattern at all. These are called the sporadic simple groups, and this is where Simon excelled in finding these kind of quirky, exceptional shapes. In the end, we found there were 26 of these sporadic simple groups. They are listed in the Atlas, and it came to a conclusion in kind of 1985 that there were no more to discover, and it was kind of the completion of our periodic table of symmetry.
This music by the American electronic artist Daedalus was inspired by Simon's work on a mathematical concept called monstrous moonshine.
The reason it was called the monster was because it was this monstrously complex object that was at the far end of the Atlas's investigation, whereas the triangle was at the beginning.
It's this exceptional symmetrical crystal that lives in 196,883 dimensional space. But the team around Simon discovered that it seemed to have special numbers appearing in it that cropped up in a completely different area of mathematics called number theory. This is a bit like an archaeologist discovering in Egypt symbols that they'd only ever seen in sort of Mayan tombs. So you realize there had to be a connection between these two cultures. And this is what got christened monstrous moonshine, that there should be some sun which is shining both on the monster and on these special numbers coming from number theory, which is explaining this connection. And Simon was very excited by trying to uncover what this sun was that was shining the moonshine. These symmetrical objects might look completely useless and esoteric, but actually we discovered in retrospect that these are fantastic objects to code data, such that when we transmit it across the airwaves, even if there's a little bit of corruption, we can use the symmetry to correct the errors that occur. So many of these objects just discovered for the pure joy of finding these special shapes were actually used first time with pictures being sent back from Saturn, which when they arrived looked very fuzzy. But by using the symmetry in some of these very strange shapes, we were able to kind of know where to correct the image, and we got these crystal clear pictures of Saturn.
Aside from mathematics, Simon was fascinated by public transport. He wrote a regular newsletter for the Campaign for Better Transport and donated £10,000 a year to fund a prize for transport activism.
This actually is what took over from his mathematics. Before, he would have spent 28 hours a day working on mathematics. Now a little bit of extra stuff comes in. He starts to get interested in people. Some mathematicians will fall in love at that point. Simon was interested in buses and trains.
The guided bus goes from Cambridge to St Ives. The number 21 goes from St Ives to Chatteris. The thing to do is to campaign for better buses.
He felt it profoundly important that public transport be at the centre of government policy and public life, because unless that was so, cars would destroy the world.
So he was anti the car.
He detested cars.
And you've called your book The Genius in My Basement.
Yes.
Do you think he truly was a genius?
Oh, there was no doubt about the fact he was a genius.
I do think we've lost somebody that had a unique skill which we may never get back again. It's a bit like the medieval stone cutters. Those skills were lost when they died, and I fear that as we lose those who knew things like the monster intimately, we might never get back that kind of intimacy that people like Simon had with these objects.
Marcus du Sautoy on Simon Norton, who's died aged 66. If you've enjoyed this podcast, discover more music, radio and podcasts on BBC Sounds.